This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And today, 109 in the series, America Again. This is 109 in the series with David Zuniga. AmericaAgain.net. Welcome, David.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you?
I am getting better. I had what's being referred to as the chemtrail flu. And, you know, we talk about this and we say, you know, it's real and people think that we're absolutely nuts. Well, it's not nuts. It's a delivery system through chemtrails that take down people's respiratory systems, causes all kinds of diseases, biological warfare against we, the villagers, and it literally took me down for months. And the class didn't know it, but because I have a microphone mixer here in the studio, and I'd be hacking away and coughing away, you know, and they'd hear a pause, and they'd wonder, you know, what's going on, but it wasn't really apparent to them that I was gasping for air. But I have pneumonia, and I'm pulling out of it. And so I cough so much that I coughed my intestines out of my stomach. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. And I had surgery to put me all back together. And then I got pneumonia. So I'm recovering from that. And probably in a few weeks, I'll be back to where I can lose my temper more effectively. But David, we're in so much trouble. I can't believe that these people are so defective. Not only that, David, you know, people are going to the convention and they're cheering and they're and they're so delighted to be surrounded by these Congress thugs that are already in power, dismantling the United States of America, and they think these people are honorable. You know, they're delighted to be in the presence of criminals.
Yes, it's called capture bonding. And, it's a real common thing, just like normalcy bias is. I talk about both of those things in Chapter 4, and that's what we're covering today is Chapter 4 of my book, Fear the People, so which is available on page 1 of USA Prepares. It's hard, Vincent, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. For some listeners today, this is going to be a real shock, this show. But I'm going to make a real controversial charge, not for you, Vincent, because you know this stuff, but for a lot of the listeners, it's going to be really controversial against Abe Lincoln. He's a hero that a lot of Americans all their life, they've been taught to love this guy. And see, like so many Russians or Chinese or North Koreans or whatever, we were lied to in school. Information was withheld from us. And I'm talking about including private schools. This has been going on for generations. The most destructive fraud promulgated, as far as I'm concerned, by American schools, and I'm talking about government schools and private schools, is that dishonest Abe Lincoln was a great president. To me, that's the single most destructive fraud, because if you start looking at we'll get into it today. And in truth, that guy was the most monstrous, ruthless, destructive president in our history. And if, you know, when I go to Washington, D.C., which I hate to do, but when I have been there, of all the repulsive idols in that city, the most repulsive one is that blatantly idolatrous, Lincoln Memorial. I despise that place. I despise what it means and what it says. And anyway, I support Donald Trump, but the clown show last night, that GOP convention finale, as far as I'm concerned, was like the last pathetic scene in a really cheesy replay of the children of Israel and their golden calf orgy, you know, in the desert. It was strange. It was really, really strange. America's just inviting God's judgment more by the day. But my purpose here with this chapter in the book is to show you how long this has been going on in America. People think this started recently, you know, the sexual revolution or whatever, 40 years ago. No, it started over 150 years ago. So as Americans banish the Confederate flag and think that's going to fix something, those that think that Lincoln was a hero, you are as ignorant of our history as the average Russian is of his history. You're completely ignorant of the affinity that Lincoln had for Karl Marx, for instance, and his communist system. In case you think I'm exaggerating, I'm going to give you several resources today, six books. But first, I want to give you a website or a web page. If you go online and look up, you know, go to a search engine and type in Reading Karl Marx with Abraham Lincoln. Reading Karl Marx with Abraham Lincoln. If you type in that phrase, you're going to get a September 2011 article in the International Socialist Review. And that's kind of the communist news magazine of record. Okay, I think it's like issue number 77 or 79 or whatever. It's a 2011 article.
It's 79, issue 79.
Okay, issue 79. Thank you.
And
okay,
I'm going to post it on page one of the website, as you described it.
If you read that article, it will freak you out. It describes the mutual admiration between those two guys, Karl Marx and Abe Lincoln. People don't even know that Marx and Lincoln were alive at the same time, were contemporaries. But they certainly don't know that Lincoln was a big, big follower, and he loved Karl Marx. And Karl Marx was they were mutual admirers. The first book that I'm going to recommend about Lincoln, so you can start getting over your terrible education, this book is called Forced into Glory, Abraham Lincoln's White Dream. It's written by a black scholar and author named Lerone Bennett Jr. Fantastic guy. Impeccably documented book. It's a big, fat book. He's got hundreds of original source quotes. Bennett paints Lincoln as the consummate white supremacist. And if you read his book, you get that book and read it. Just by the 20th page, you know, 10 pages in, you're going to be going, whoa, 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 this is not who I thought Lincoln was. Here's one excerpt from his book, and I think this came out actually on the back cover too. It says, every American school child knows the story of the great emancipator who freed Negroes with a stroke of a pen out of the kindness of his heart. But Lincoln wasn't the great emancipator. He was a politician who said repeatedly that he believed in white supremacy. Not only that, he believed blacks and whites would be better off separated, preferably by the Atlantic Ocean. His Emancipation Proclamation freed very few, if any, of the slaves, and he called for deportation of African Americans and the creation of an all-white country. Now, here's a black scholar that actually went and started digging out the facts, the truth of what people said and wrote, including Lincoln and Lincoln's friends. Bennett had impeccable scholarship in that book, and he indicts dishonest Abe. I mean, it's a withering, withering indictment. You will never look at Lincoln the same after reading that book. Are all men created equal? As the Declaration of Independence holds, and everybody says, oh, that's Lincoln's word. Not according to Lincoln. Here's another quote from Bennett's book. Large chunks of Lincoln's debate speeches are taken from Henry Clay's mouth. Lincoln said he had never tried to apply the principles of the Declaration of Independence to slavery or to the political rights of blacks in America. On at least 15 occasions, he said publicly, that the principles of the Declaration didn't require him or anybody else to do anything about slavery in the South and Jim Crow in the North. Unquote. So much for the great emancipator, right? That's a legend. Okay, so the second book that I'll recommend is entitled Lincoln's Marxists. The authors are Al Benson and Walter Kennedy. This book exposes the ties between Marxism, Lincoln's unconstitutional new army, the National Full-Time Standing Army, which was totally unconstitutional and still is, and the new GOP that had just risen up from the ashes of the Whig Party that had just died off at the same time that Lincoln came to power. This book is another shocking expose of the most execrable president and his generals in his illegal full-time U.S. Army. Almost all of those generals were proud followers of Karl Marx. And let me say that at that time, Karl Marx, his economic ideas had not yet been proven so ridiculous, absurd, counterintuitively absurd. But so at that time, Marx was a big shot. I mean, in New York, among the New York elite, he was a real darling. So, but imagine this: 8 out of the 10 points in Marx's 10-point 1848 Communist Manifesto, they were already federal policy by the time Woodrow Wilson was president. 8 out of 10, we were already a communist country a century ago, folks. And the GOP, this is what I want to show you, the ones that had their convention last night that finished with a big, you know, a big send-off to homosexuals, the GOP, not the Democrat Party, was the one that launched communism in America. Isn't that amazing? It's verifiable historical fact. So much for the GOP. If you're a big GOP worker, or you love the GOP, you think there's nothing else, you know, but to vote GOP all the time, whatever, just know where the GOP comes from. The third book that I'll show you in this chapter, when you read chapter 4 of my book, is, and it really unpacks Lincoln's personal character, the way the man actually was, the way his friends described him. And I'm talking about his friends, the people that worked with him and liked him. It's a book called Lincoln Unmasked, What You're Not Supposed to Know About Dishonest Abe. It's written by Professor Thomas D. Lorenzo. So we'll talk about that in it after the break.
David Zunick is with us, and this is It's America Again, 109 in the series. I'm Vin Finelli. Please don't touch that dial. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David Zunica is with us. David, you know, one of the things that you mentioned was how violent, how ruthless, how destructive Abraham Lincoln was. Well, of course, General Sherman, his general, Union general, formed the scorched earth policy, and I saw carnage as a result of that policy. In the South, when I lived in Virginia, and in the South, let me step back. When I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s in elementary school, we celebrated George Washington's birthday and separately Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And then, well, the birthdays got combined into President's Day. But in the South, where I lived, in a small village, I should say, in rural Virginia, they did not celebrate President's Day. They did celebrate a day called Lee Jackson Day. Lee Jackson Day was celebrating the life of Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And those are two of the greatest men, really, in American history, in their own right, and having nothing to do, even separating them out from the war, they're just great, truly great men, great Christian leaders. So, the thing about Lincoln Unmasked, the book that I just mentioned by mm-hmm. Professor Thomas DiLorenzo, the subtitle is What You're Not Supposed to Know About Dishonest Abe. And he doesn't take a sectional view. He's not a Southern partisan, and neither am I. I mean, I'm a Texan, and a Texan is different from a, you know, son of the South type of thing. Texan, we were a republic in our own right. We have our own history that's extremely colorful and in some cases really weird. And it's just Texas. It's who we are. And so a lot of the Southern partisanship doesn't really hit me. Even though I'm an unreconstructed Texan, I'm not, you know, I'm not rooting for either side. I think there was a lot of stuff that went down that shouldn't have gone down. But the real Lincoln was DiLorenzo's first book, and I thought he hit pretty hard in that one, and he got a lot of flack for it. So then he doubled down with this book, Lincoln Unmasked. And when you read this book, you see a guy exploding myth after myth after myth, showing you a monster. Like you said, it wasn't only Sherman. It wasn't only Sherman. And I'll tell you about another book in a minute, A Century of War by John Denson, that does the same thing. This man was a calculating killer. He didn't only have a dog face. When you look at Lincoln and you see, wow, that guy was ugly, it wasn't just that. That man was a monster. He was a political manipulator. He was a ruthless tyrant. He would put you in prison for any. You think Obama is a tyrant? You need to read Lincoln Unmasked. You really do. If you think that Obama is bad, Lincoln was five times worse. He's the opposite of the idol that American school kids get. And that's what this chapter is all about. If you can't get over your idolatry and get into the truth about American history, you won't realize we've been in this cage for 150 years. And this guy brought us there. That war should be called the war to enslave the states. I say this all the time because that's what it did. It took the parties to the Constitution, the sovereign states, and instead of doing what we promise, we guarantee the states in Article 4, Section 4, that we will always have a Republican form of government, that all the states are going to stand on their own. They're going to have total sovereignty, except in the areas that we delineate and that we enumerate in Article 1, Section 8. Baloney. It's become a unitary, giant state led by Washington, D.C., the most ruthless city-state in world history. There's another book, the fourth book that I'll tell you about today. This is all in Chapter 4 of my book. It's called America's Caesar. It's a big old fat thing. It's two volumes written by Greg Durand, D-U-R-A-N-D. He has a huge number, hundreds and hundreds of original source documents. He paints a picture of a total agnostic attorney who represented riverboat operators and railroad barons all his life when he was a lawyer. His only use for Jesus Christ was to lure the masses. This guy he makes Bill Clinton a saint in comparison. So America's Caesar, if you just want personal stuff on how bad Lincoln really was, from his own friends, read America's Caesar by Greg Durand.
Hunters, we'll be right back.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique powerful blend of probiotic strains coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David Zunica is with us. AmericaAgain.net. This is 109 in the series. David, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Abraham Lincoln arrest people in the North who were dissidents, who disagreed with him, who wrote newspaper articles that were not favorable to him?
Yes, he did. He actually shut down their their newspapers,
right.
Quite a few of them. If you want a list of that, you'll find it in DiLorenzo's book, Lincoln Unmasked. And there was Van Lanningham, I'm trying to remember his first name, is like Cecil or Clarence or something with a C. He had a member of Congress who spoke against him, who he had deported. The guy was a real, he was honestly a tyrant, definitive tyrant. But he was also extremely hated by the people. You know, there's a book, the fifth book that I talk about in this chapter is called The Unpopular Mr. Lincoln. And it's just a compilation. You want to know what the newspapers wrote about Lincoln during his tenure
sure.
as president?
Sure.
You go look at The Unpopular Mr. Lincoln. That book is nothing but a compilation and an analysis of hundreds of public statements, newspaper articles during his administration, trash-talking the guy. I mean, he was extremely – okay, can you imagine you've just been elected president, right? Imagine having to come into Washington, D.C. on a midnight train wearing a disguise. That's how hated you are. Okay, this is right, you know, when he's first elected. He came into Washington, D.C. literally on a midnight train wearing a disguise because he was so afraid of being assassinated right there. So in the opinion of his own closest associates, Lincoln was the most deeply despised president in our history. Now, do you hear that in the schools today? Do you hear that on media today? No. Do you hear politicians? Who do they most revere, either Washington or Lincoln? And Lincoln was the hijacker, the first hijacker of our Constitution. So the sixth and the last book is, to me, maybe the best one. It's called A Century of War by John Denson. And it covers more than Lincoln. But this one, if you want to know the names, the time, the dates, the places, what was said in actual cabinet meetings, who said what to Lincoln, and how many times his own cabinet said, Mr. President, don't do this. Mr. President, you can't do that. Mr. President, this is illegal, whatever. And he, screw it. He did what he wanted. Now, he was being driven by Northern industrialists. Everybody kind of gets that now. But if you read Denson's book, A Century of War, you see just how it worked. The first shots fired at Fort Sumter, which was basically a tax. It was, you know, an IRS office. The first shots fired. Nobody was killed or wounded that day at Fort Sumter. But the reason that was set up was that the industrialists in the North said, "You've got to stop the South. They're killing us. They're killing us as far as business. We have got to stop." So this is the dirty little secret behind the whole GOP, behind the whole Northern industrialists and all that, that's now industrialists all over this country. This is the way the deep state has worked for 150 years. This is the beginning. This is where it was born. This is the nest where those snakes were given birth. And you need to read A Century of War by John Denson to get it, to see the names, the places, the dates, and say, wow. So Lincoln was a monster. Yeah, he was. He was. He was driven by very wealthy people who were very powerful. That is still going on today. And like I said, look, I like Trump generally, but when you look at last night's convention, the GOP convention ending with a resounding endorsement of homosexual sin, I'm sorry, folks, this is too much. This is America's descent into tyranny goes right along with our descent into moral collapse. And this homosexuality is not, to me, that's not the big indicator. This all started with mass divorce, mass adultery, you know, all of that stuff started generations ago. It destroyed the family unit. And once you have families that are composed of dogs and cats and everything else, 9 men and 3 women, homosexual sin is just the caboose. You know, the GOP is as bad as the Donkey Party in that respect. But my point with this chapter is to show you godliness and sanity, yes, it's out the window today. But it's been out the window for 150 years. If you want to see the man that started the destruction of America, don't look at Barack Obama. Don't even look at George Bush, too, who I despised. His whole family I despised. But don't look at those things. Don't even look at the killer of JFK, what's his name, the CIA director.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, yeah, the director of the CIA, the two brothers, Dulles, Alan Dulles, who had JFK killed. Don't even look that far. You've got to go all the way back to Lincoln to see where this hijacking started. So that's my point in Chapter 4. America is, we're suffering a case of mass insanity, but it started with Lincoln. And by the way, Lincoln's compatriot wasn't just Marx. There was also Charles Darwin. Those three men were, you know, living at the same, they were contemporaries. So you had Chuck Darwin, you had Dishonest Abe Lincoln, and you had Karl Marx, all working on the same generation, turning America against God to accommodate every imaginable sin and a bunch of unimaginable ones. And this has been going on for 150 years. So the wages of this kind of rebellion has been God's judgment. And we've felt his judgment, and we're feeling it now, and we're going to continue wandering in the desert until we figure out what's happened over 150 years ago and start standing up for the right thing. That starts with repentance. It can't start with, okay, they're using their jackboots, so we're going to use our AR-15. Look, if you're going to start there, you're going to just dig the hole deeper. We're a bunch of dumbfounded hijack victims, still staring out the windows, thinking this started 15 minutes ago when it's been going on for half a lifetime. Newsflash. Repent. This is where it starts. And repentance means, like you were talking about at the beginning of this segment, or at the beginning of this hour, Vincent, when, you know, when people say they're going to do stuff and they're all upset about stuff and they don't lift a finger, they don't actually take action, they're all talk and no action, that's what we have. Just notice. Across this country right now, you've got people screaming and yelling about how bad things are, but notice what they don't do. They don't repent and get to work.
David, let me comment on that for a second.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I presented two seminars. I've mentioned this before in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. Each was an hour and a half long, and I spent a lot of time preparing for the seminars, and they were how you can take control, how you can pay less in taxes, how you can prepare for what's coming, how you can, you know, share with other people the knowledge that you've received. Half of the people on the second day left the seminar. They just walked out. What I'm telling you is you and I have a tremendous fight. We think that people who nod their heads and say, yep, I'm with you, that's kind of a wish on our part, because I don't believe as many people, I don't believe there are as many people who are in the fight as say they're in the fight.
And I totally agree.
I said to the meetup group, and I've been doing that meetup for over 5 years. I don't do it anymore. But many, many years ago, I said, you know, I believe that if I were in a gunfight, a very, very serious situation, and there were two of us, me and one of you here at this meetup, and we took over this restaurant, I said, we were back to back, okay, so I've got 180 degrees to my front and sides, and you, one of you has my back, and you've got that other 180 degrees. I am confident that you will raise your hands, say, don't shoot, don't shoot, and I will get shot in the back. And that was borne out. That was borne out a couple of weeks ago when Dr. Norman Shealy, who's been a medical professional, he was banned from the meetup. Not only was he banned from the meetup, that idiotic group of people who go to the meetup banned me from the meetup I started. So what I'm here to tell you is, you may think that you've got a lot of friends who are with you, but you may not. So cultivate those friends very carefully and work with them and make sure, because I am confident that most people in your life will let you down. David, do you think that's nuts or do you find the same true?
Well, neither of those, I'm afraid. I don't think it's nuts. I think that you're your characterization is borne out by the facts. I mean, there just aren't many people right now standing up and doing the right thing. But what my point in this whole book, Fear the People, is that we are very few. We are very few. What I like to say to people is, and this is the design of America, again, it's designed to operate with about one out of 200 people. So you take a room of 200 and everybody but one walks out, we're still cool. That's okay. That's how America, again, was designed. And that's called a remnant.
Yeah, and your numbers are pretty darn close to mine. I mean, they really are. I thought it was maybe 5% then of the population. Then I thought, nah, maybe 3. And I thought, no way. 1. And I thought, nah, it's not even 1. So you're very, very close. And this is borne out by the facts. This is literally borne out by the facts, because I've had expo after expo after expo, 7 expos, tens of thousands of people coming through, meeting, you know, lots and lots of people, and being let down by most. You're absolutely right.
So that's why I say half of 1%. And when you look at it, this is just history. This is history. And we'll talk about this in the last little segment. But this is history happening. I have a very optimistic attitude because of what you just said.
Yep. The strength, you know, that small percentage, we are really tough. And we're guerrillas in guerrilla warfare.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, David Zunica has been with us. This will be the ninth live appearance with America Again. So this is number 109 in the series. Next Friday at the same time, second hour, USA Prepares, is going to be America Again 110 in the series. And David Zunica has written this book. It's absolutely free. You can download it for free. It's called Fear the People. And if you go to usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com, page number one, it will link right to his website. And the free book download is linked there as well, right here at usaprepares.com, page one. David, please continue.
Thanks. What I was talking about is I have, repenting is actually doing things differently than we did before. It's not just feeling repentant and saying, oh, gee, God, forgive me. No, it's actually doing things differently than you used to do. You have to have fruit of repentance. So I look at life today in America as, at least for me and my family, better by far than it was for my parents, better by far than it was for my grandparents. And when I hear people around me complaining, and this is the thing about complainers, usually they're lazy at heart. That's what I see. I grew up on a ranch and had a lot of businesses in my lifetime and had to do a lot of stuff, not all of which succeeded. And it doesn't matter. If you're not responsible for yourself, if you don't get the work done, don't complain about your conditions. That's what I say. Now, I look at America today probably almost exactly opposite of what you do as far as outcomes. I think we're right at the edge of the best time in our history. And I'm talking about in 227 years since the Constitution and in over 350 years since colonization. this is the best time to be alive in America, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I make that case in my book. Chapter after chapter, I show you why I say that. I'm talking literally, it is the best time to be alive. So if you want to look at the empty part of the cup, go ahead, don't lift a finger, let us do all the work for you, and then you go ahead and benefit from it later after we've busted our tail. But what Vincent and I are both saying is that most of you, when you hear something, you have a responsibility, A, to check it out and find out, is this true? Is what I'm being told true? And B, now what do I do about it if it is true? Don't just say, oh man, things are bad. You say, where can I help? Show me where to work. Show me where to, like Nehemiah rebuilding the wall. What did they start with? They got on their faces before God and repented first. You've got to start there, folks. If you're not willing to say, okay, number one, I'm sorry, God. And number two, where do I get to work? That's what repentance looks like. It looks like work. And what I'm talking about with America, again, most of what we're talking about with work is keyboarding. I mean, it's not hard. We're not talking about building physical walls here, folks. We're talking about using your brain and your heart to be a person after God and say, you know what, I do care about this enough to use my keyboard, for God's sake. It's not hard. None of what we're talking about is hard. Self-government, again, in this country is not hard, but it does take perseverance and courage and willingness. So that's what I bring to people. I say, look at your actual life. I've been a non-taxpayer for 20 years. I've been a homeschooler now on our second generation of homeschooling. I've been self-employed like my parents were. I've been, everything about the way we live now is better than it was in the last generation. Now it's time to get to work. AmericaAgain.net. Join us.
Very well. Very well said. And David, for those who want to share this, you can dial 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. And this broadcast will replay all weekend until Monday morning at 8:59 a.m. Central Time. Or you can go to gcnlive.com and download the podcast. Or you can go to YouTube and look up USA Prepares. Or you can go to Republic Broadcasting. David Zuniga, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vincent.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.